Welcome to the Antioch Christian Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message from Pastor Jay Armalee.
Well, good morning, everyone. There's hardly anybody in here, so I'll tell you, it's great when lockdown ends because we feel like revival kicks in. Even if it's 30% of the population of our church, it still feels like revival kicks in. Well, good morning, everybody that's watching online, and thank you, Pastor Rod, for that and for communion. And we are excited. It's one of those things I had to, for myself, get the Christmas celebration out of the way. Pastor Rod's been working on the cleanse, and now I'm super excited to be able to focus on the cleanse because it is really going to be good. And just looking over the, I had a chance to read all the devotionals before they got put into the book, and just exciting, super exciting. And Dorman, I'm excited to see we almost have the same amount of hair now too. So 2021 is looking up to be a great year. Amen. Well, listen, I do want to, it was wonderful last week to be able to do 10 minutes apiece and look at 2020 and kind of touch on 2021. And I want to, in some ways, do that a little bit. I just want to, read something to you I found. I went to my notes. I didn't do this last week. I went to my notes of what I preached on the first Sunday of 2019. And as I was reading through it, you know, none of us expected a pandemic. That was not in the prophetic words that were being given and anything like that. And I'll say it this way. These are in my notes. Sometimes it's hard to remember. Did I write this? Did I grab this from somewhere? I don't know. But I feel like it was definitely a prophetic thing. And I'm going to read it. It says, declare with me, I am righteous in Christ Jesus, and I shall not be moved by the tumult around me. By the grace which I have been granted through Christ, I will bring peace which he gave me to those I encounter. I declare peace shall reign in my heart and the hearts of those God brings to me. I will widen my mouth to declare his peace to the world. I thought, man, again, where that came from, it sounds like something we would write because it's declarations, but I thought that's really good. And then the next line was this, and I thought this is for 2021. Knowing God's nature will not be enough. The church must become it. I thought, man, that is a good word right there. We could drop the mic and go home. Knowing God's nature will not be enough. The church must become it. And I think in a season that we're in, it's a phenomenal and perfect time to become all that God's called us to be. And to really push away all the other things and all the yuck and all the thoughts, and just go, you know, Lord, let's bring it back to the simplicity of becoming like you. Amen? Amen. Well, I want to talk for a few minutes. I did encourage you, if you didn't see my post earlier today, to grab a pen and paper. I would really encourage you to write down a few of these points. It's super, I believe, super important that we would remember these as we walk through the year. One of the first things I want to, you know, have you write down and encourage you to look at this occasionally through the year is this. And I just lost where my thought was. Oh, here we go. While we can't always control what we face in a new year, we can control how we face it. I think if 2020 taught me anything, you know, I am a big believer that our actions can really determine the outcome. You know, the things that we do will really determine an outcome. But I also learned in 2020, there are some things that you cannot plan for. A pandemic was not something we planned for. It wasn't something that we wrote in and went, well, in 2020 when the pandemic hits, we just didn't expect that. But what I learned from it is that we can't always control what happens, but we can control how we go through it. The onus really becomes on us. How are we going to walk through it? And I really feel like God wants to set us up, even with the cleanse for 2021, that no matter what happens, that we will walk through it well. Of course, we're all banking on it being over, and we like to see it. But what if it doesn't end right off the bat in 2021? What if we have to go through? You know, I don't want to set my hope that it has to end to be hopeful. I want to be hopeful no matter when it ends. I just want to be hopeful. We want to carry the hope. You had to walk through that, Dorman. When you were in the hospital, you had to find that place to get rid of fear and get hope back in your life so you can minister to people again, which you did beautifully. And I love it. I remember calling you and just you telling me some of the ones you had a chance to minister to. It's awesome. So remember, you cannot control what you go through all the time. There are some things we make messes. You're in control of those messes. But this is not one of them. So you have the ability of how you're going to walk through it. Amen? So if I could sum up, and I want to use this analogy to sum up what I feel like last year was about and what it felt like for me and what I feel like the church has gone through, I was reading something, and a gentleman, when I was reading it, was talking about his surfing excursions that he's had. And he was from Oregon, and I didn't realize the surfing that they had out there on the West Coast. And the story also talks about in Hawaii, where they used to surf. And if you've ever known or you've heard the term a riptide, I'd ask how many have actually ever heard that, a riptide. Undertow is what we'd often call it around here. Even if you go to Grand Bend, they'll often talk about the undertows, which is simply that water that is just rushing, you know, and it's rushing back, and you can get, you know, pulled out with it. A riptide is really interesting, though, because a riptide is not just an undertow. A riptide, as I researched it, because I was kind of curious of how a riptide was different than an undercurrent, a riptide is when the big waves come in, instead of just moving back in unison, often a riptide will find a channel in the water, like a river that's been carved out, and the water comes into the shore, but as it rushes back through the channel. So all the water comes up and then rushes back. And it's super dangerous because a lot of times, and as I did some research and YouTube videos, from the ground, you can't even see a riptide often, but if you get higher up, you can actually see a riptide. You can see the water, and what's interesting is you see the waves coming in, but where the riptide is, there's actually no waves. It's really weird. It's kind of flat in the middle because all that rushing water is rushing out. And so there are quite a few stories as I was reading of people that went for a swim thinking, you know, just going to go for a swim, and they get caught in this riptide, and within seconds, they are hundreds of yards out. It launches them into the ocean. It's crazy. I was watching as well, and interesting enough, it happened to be a place that I was at, that I visited before on the West Coast in the Pacific, and the same thing can happen with waves. And Kristen and I were visiting on the West Coast, and I've never seen an ocean that seems relatively calm until it gets to the shore, and out of nowhere, these massive waves form, and the shore is literally on an angle like this, and so when that wave comes up and the water runs back, we'd have to brace ourselves to not get pulled back in. And as I was watching these videos, because these are near-death drownings, right on the shore. And these people would get knocked down and over again, and they'd get pulled out. And you're like, they're right on shore. And yet the waves would come and pull them back. And they'd try to get up. And you'd see people, the one guy was like totally dazed and starts to walk. And everybody's yelling, run! Because as he was trying to walk, another wave would come and smash him back. And it was just incredible. So why do I say all that? Because in the midst of a pandemic, I think one of the things that has happened is, as a church, not us as a church, but the body of Christ, I think it's easy to get caught in riptides. It's easy to get caught up in this hour feeling like you're getting pulled sometimes in a direction you do not want to be pulled in. I'd say it like this. You know, it felt like we got into the water in 2020 and it pulled us away from everything we've known. Rod, we've known conferences for as long as you've been here and longer, because I've been here not a lot longer, but definitely longer. And, you know, our whole world got pulled away from us. That shoreline that we knew so well got, you know, it's like we were traveling 100 kilometers an hour away from everything that we've known. You know, to the point, I remember so well in March, saying the pandemic, or they didn't call it a pandemic at the time. It was just, we needed to shut down because of the illness. Then they called it a pandemic, and we had a shutdown youth conference. First time in how long? And that was a world that was what we were looking forward to, and that was hard, and we said, we'll reschedule it for the summertime. And then, you know, women's conference was already on the agenda, and as we got closer, nope, we're not going to be able to do the women's conference. And everything that we knew, you know, to the point where church got closed and we were only doing this online, and it felt like we were getting shot out. And I'll tell you, I felt at times with all that was going on with COVID and masks and everything that you could put together, I felt like at times, if I could be real, I felt like I was that guy that I would stand up. And just when I felt like I caught my bearing, another massive wave would knock me down. And then I get back up. And then another wave would knock me down. And maybe you feel like that's kind of how your 2020 went as well. But I want to talk to you about what the good part of it is. Because I believe in the midst of all that we went through and are still going through, God is doing something incredible. He's actually building something inside of us we don't even know he's building yet. Here's what I want to tell you about riptides, both for the natural sake, if you're ever in one, but also for the spiritual sake. A riptide is often a very narrow river in the water. And what most people always do is they panic. And I saw a lot of panicking happen in 2020. I saw a lot of panicking happening in the church in 2020. And what people often do is they look to what they've known and they try to swim as hard as they can back to what they know. You will never outswim a riptide. You're never strong enough. You're never, it doesn't matter how good of a swimmer you are, the riptide will always pull you out. And what most people don't realize is if they just stop and they go across it, so if the riptide's coming this way and pulling me out, all they simply need to do is stop swimming towards the shore, stop swimming towards what they know, and they just need to swim against, or not against, but across it, because as soon as they swim across it, they'll actually get out of that riptide. And it's a narrow river. And once you get out of it, you can take a look and go, okay, what do I need to do now? So swimming into it is not going to work. Swimming with it is not going to work, because you're going to end up somewhere you don't want to be. But fighting to get back to something that maybe is not what we need to get back to, sometimes we got to just swim out of it and get our bearings again. And I think right now we're swimming out of a riptide so we can get our bearings again. And as we look on, we can go, okay, what really needs to happen? And I want to talk to you about that. What really needs to happen right now? So I got a few points that I'd love for you to write down if you can. All right, so point number one. How many points do I have? So you know, I got 4 points. It's not a 3-point, it's a 4-point sermon. Point number one, and I really encourage you to write this down. The storm is not an enemy. The storm is not an enemy to kill us, but it's a tool to propel us. The storm that we've been in is not an enemy that's trying to kill us. Now, there is a devil that's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. We know that. But God turns all things for good. And this storm that we've been in, whether it's the pandemic or something else in your life, doesn't have to be something that kills you. It can actually be something that propels you. And I want to declare over us as Antioch, people of Antioch, that 2021 will not be where the storm tries to take us out. It's actually going to be something that propels us into the next. I wrote this: what if we stop looking at the storm and the contrary winds that the enemy's trying to use to kill us, but instead decide it will be a tool to propel us? We looked at a while back about hope when I talked about hope, and Matthew, when he's walking on the water, it literally says in there, the contrary winds. The winds were blowing against them. They were boisterous winds that were blowing against them, and Jesus used it as an opportunity to teach them and stilled the storm. Romans 5, 3-5 says this, and we've talked about this, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, and that's not something as a church we often like to talk about, that we will glory in tribulations. But we do that knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character. And it would be great to stop there, wouldn't it? It's nice to have character. Man, I think the body of Christ needs a lot more character right now. Do I have an amen? There's not a lot here, but I believe there has to be stronger character built in the body of Christ. And so we know that the only way to get stronger character is by going through tribulation that produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character produces hope. I don't know, B. Dorman, I'm sure you like war movies, and Rod, I'm sure you do too, and Ryan, and I'm sure some of the ladies do too. I don't know, you know, it could be, you know, often very stereotypical, right? Chick flicks, war movies. Anyway, if you love war movies, that's awesome. But how often do we look at these men? I was telling somebody the other day, we watched the Bourne trilogy, or I don't even know what they're up to now. I think there's 4 of them. What guy doesn't want to be Jason Bourne, right? What guy doesn't want to have the talent to be able to do all that he does and the character that he has? And well, God wants to produce character within us. And tribulation, that the things that we go through often are the very thing that he uses to produce that in us. There's something, Dorman, that you came out of with all that you went through. And Erica, there's something that you came out stronger because of what you went through. You don't want to be in the storm, but when you get out of it, you're stronger. And I can see it on you. Totally can see it on you. Your faith is stronger. Your dedication is stronger. Your passion for evangelism is stronger. And God's like, yeah, the storm tried to kill you, but I used it to propel you. Look out. So this is the declaration that I wrote. I choose to let this tribulation draw me closer to God and will allow him to birth perseverance, character, and hope in me. I choose to let the storm or tribulation or challenge draw me closer to God and will allow him to birth perseverance and character and hope. All right, so point number one is the storm is not an enemy to kill us, but it's going to propel us. Point number two, and I really want to dive into this year at some point. The Holy Spirit wants to rest upon you so he can move through you to heal a scared, scarred, and broken world. When I first wrote down, I tried to write scared, but I actually wrote scarred. And when I went to erase it, the Lord said, no, that's true, that's right. There's a scarred world. You know, all that they've gone through is scarring them. All that even us, we could go, you know what, 2020 scarred me. God wants to heal those scars. God wants to heal a scared, scarred, and broken world. Matthew 3, 16 and 17 says, and this is Jesus, right? When he was baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened. And we sang about that today. I think that's just a profound song. Open up the windows and let the light in. Well, this year, we are calling upon an open heaven in that song as well. And it says, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I feel like in this year, you know, sometimes it's easy for the church to rely on the pastors and the leaders. I believe one of the things that God's doing right now is that he has, you know, if a group of us got into a riptide, we'd all be sent in different places often. We'd all get tossed in different places. Well, right now he's like, I want the body of Christ to arise. Not another one-man show. He wants the body of Christ to arise. And I think, man, in 2021, if we can learn to let the Holy Spirit rest on us so he can move through us, we will change lives around us. And you may say, well, how is that different than any other year? The difference is that we become aware of what God's trying to do and say yes and amen to it and then say, Lord, wherever I go, if Holy Spirit, you're on me and in me, move through me. Move through me wherever I go. I think it would be amazing if in 2021, the very thing that the enemy would try to do, which, you know, many feel like the church is going to be scattered. Well, I declare the church is not going to be scattered in the wrong way. It's going to be scattered in the right way, in the sense that there will be people that will be having Holy Spirit move through them everywhere they go. I think we need to begin to change our wording. I think in 2021, to be honest, church, I think we need to, if I could be truthful, we need to move away from talking about what needs to happen during this pandemic as far as whether we're in church, whether we wear a mask. I think one of the things the enemy did with the riptide is got us so off focus that we forgot to tell people about Jesus. I think we actually forgot what the story was. The story is that he came to die for us. There are people that are scared of dying, and you may think that's not legit, but I've seen two friends now go through it that were scared of dying, including Dorman that was in a hospital for something else and could have gotten COVID. It's people are nervous, people are afraid, and they don't need to be told not to be afraid. They actually need to be told about Jesus, because Jesus is the only one that can keep them from being afraid. Because if they die and they don't know Jesus, they have a right to be afraid. That's the truth. And so I think our wording needs to change to start getting back to, that's where I say we've been being pulled away from the very thing that we've known, and we need to just literally swim a little bit out and get our bearings and go, oh yeah, we may not be able to do it that way. It was on the beach. We used to love being on the beach. We used to love doing all those things. But right now we're out in the water, and what does that look like in this season? Well, it means to let Holy Spirit rest upon us more than ever before. And you don't have to be afraid. I know some are still like, I don't speak in tongues. You know what? Holy Spirit can still move through you without a prayer language. We want to see you have a prayer language. But honestly, every day when you wake up and sit before the Lord and go, Holy Spirit, would you just come in me and on me? And if you're like me, you can say, like I have many times, I have no idea what I'm doing right now. Holy Spirit, come. Help. Help, help, help. What if you learn to let the Holy Spirit rest on your shoulder and his voice determine your identity? I want to say that again. What if you learn to let the Holy Spirit rest on your shoulder and let his voice determine your identity? I'll tell you, in 2020, that's something that got rocked a lot. I had a really fight to remember who I was. And I think I was forgetting because I was out in that riptide. I was forgetting to listen to the voice of God because what did he say? This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. And Holy Spirit can speak that over your life. This is my prayer and this is what I encourage you to say. Holy Spirit, teach me to sense your presence, to hear your voice and your instruction. Help me to become aware when you walk into the room. Man, wouldn't that be a great goal, Andrea and Ryan, for 2021, that you guys could hear the voice of the Lord more than ever before? That you could sense him when he walks into the room. Andrea, when you're playing the bass, you're like, oh, he's here. And I know you sense that, but man, wouldn't it be amazing at the end that you guys are like, man, I know when Holy Spirit shows up. Be awesome. Number three. So number one, the storm's not an enemy to kill us, but it's used to propel us. Number two, the Holy Spirit wants to rest upon us. Number three, and I ended with this last year, I'm the church, my doors are wide open, and I am full of hope. Let me add to that. I am the church, my doors are wide open, I'm full of hope, peace, and joy. Now let's get to the Father's business and make disciples. I think again, one of the things that I think the riptide pulled us away from realizing that we're all trying to get into the building, and I honor that because I'll tell you, when it's done, I want to gather and I want to worship together. But it was interesting. Dorman and I were talking yesterday about Rick Warren, who spoke about the fact that often we make church only about worship, and if it's only about worshiping, we can't worship, then we feel like we always need to be here. But church is more than just worship, because when we make disciples, that's worship. And the Lord wants us to grow in 2021 to learn how to make disciples. Amen? I'll listen to an amen. Romans 15:13 says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of Holy Spirit. That's why we need Holy Spirit. So when people see people in peace, in joy, people with hope, they're going to want to talk to you. I promise you, they're going to want to know. That's why even nurses came and talked to you. Even wanted to come back to Canada because they saw a father figure in you and were desperate for it. When people don't have it, they'll become desperate. But if I could be honest, we've been as people often in the riptide with our arms flailing and we're supposed to be in peace. And I'll be honest, I was at times flailing my arms. But it's time to swim away from that riptide and go, okay, let's get back to business. So what is the business? It's the business of making disciples. So thankful that Stephen's going to do the Alpha program and he's getting that ready. What an awesome opportunity to invite somebody that you know is even a little interested to get some answers. We have got to start turning our eyes from just getting in here and doing church to being the church wherever we go, which means we are called to make disciples. We are called. You are called. You are called. You are called. We're all called to make disciples. This is Matthew 28:18-20. It says, and Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I think we have to remind ourselves that we are called to make disciples. We're not called to just meet in a building. We're called to meet and make disciples. Amen? You know, I really saw as I was preparing this that one of the things that the Lord wanted to do was to teach each of you at home how to steward Holy Spirit. And that seems weird, but if you need to know, one of the things that I had to learn when I took over at Antioch, or even back in the day when I led Awaken, I had to learn to be sensitive to Holy Spirit. But did you know that you could be sensitive to Holy Spirit when you're watching church at home? That as a father or a mother, that Holy Spirit may go, right now would be a great time to minister to your children. He wants you in 2021, in this season, to learn to go, something just changed in this room. Holy Spirit, what do you want to do? That's what he wants you to learn. that you could be at home and feel Holy Spirit and go, what do I do with you, Holy Spirit? What do you want me to do? And that may be discipling that moment your own children. That may be getting a text and saying, I got to encourage somebody right now. But he's going to activate you in 2021 more than ever before. If you say yes to that, even at the end of this, if you say yes and say, Holy Spirit, use me, I promise you he's going to activate you. It's hard. I'll tell you, the worst thing you can do in a riptide if you're drowning is trying to save somebody that's drowning. How does that even work? You cannot save somebody if you're drowning. If you're drowning, you can't save somebody that's drowning. It takes a lifeguard to come in and to basically tell you, stop, I'm here to help. Do you know the lifeguard, Dorman, you'll like this, will even knock you out if they have to? They will knock you out if they have to save you. If you will not calm down, they will knock you out. Well, I'm at the place, I'm like, Lord, don't knock me out. I'm just going to let you rescue me. But I'll tell you, I wrote this somewhere in my notes. I would rather be a life trainer than a lifeguard. I love guarding people's lives, but I'll tell you, if we can train people to swim well, it saves a lot of people from drowning. Amen. Point number four. Just to remind you, point number one, storm's not an enemy trying to kill you. It's a tool to propel us. Point number two, the Holy Spirit wants to rest upon you. Point number three, you are the church. I am the church. My doors are wide open, and I am full of hope, peace, and joy. Let's get to the Father's business, make disciples. Point number four, they will see Jesus through you before they ever meet them for themselves. I want to say that again. They will see Jesus through you before they ever meet him for themselves. John 14, 19 to 21 says this. This is Jesus speaking. He says, a little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live, you will also live. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. He who has my commands and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father and I will love him and I will manifest myself to him. The world is looking for a true manifestation of Jesus. And I believe two things need to happen. We need to have a new believer character, and we need to have kingdom culture. And we've talked about this, but I'll tell you, I used to focus more on kingdom culture, but I'm really understanding we need to have new creation character. Because the world is looking for people that not only want to pray for you, but actually walk the walk and talk the talk. Doesn't mean we're perfect, by the way. It simply means that we're pursuing more of the Lord and letting him change us. But I'm convinced right now that the world will not see Jesus unless they first see Jesus in you. And that's how they're going to meet Jesus, by seeing a people that are different. A people that are not flapping their arms and worried and concerned, that they're simply going, no, I'm not in that pull anymore. Yeah, it may not be like it used to be for a season, but the church is still a glorious thing, and he wants to see a people arise to do incredible things. Amen? And by the way, the easiest way, this is the cool thing about a riptide, the easiest way to get back to shore after you're in a riptide is once you cross over and you get away from the thing that was pulling you, those very waves turn around and push you right back to shore. I really believe as a church, when we start going, you know what, I'm the church and I'm going to arise, the wave that was actually pulling us out becomes the very thing that propels us back and changes everything. I don't know what it's going to look like in 2021, but to be honest with you, it doesn't have to look like it did for us to be fruitful. It doesn't have to look exactly like it did. Whether we get to conferences in 2021, I do not know. But if we're just waiting to go back to normal, we're going to miss what God's trying to teach us. Because we could go back to normal and just huddle back in here and do conferences and feel like we're doing something. But what if God wants to teach us something that will change the world around us? I'm excited for 2021. I can't say it took a while to get there, to be honest with you. I wasn't excited for 2020 either. I thought I was. But see, I go back to point number one or sub point before I started. We may not know what we're going to go through, but we can determine how we're going to go through it. Whether we're going to go through with faith, hope, peace, joy, perseverance, character, We can choose all that. Amen? Well, wherever you're at, why don't you stand? I got a few in here that can stand with me. Just so we can stretch our legs and make a declaration. If you're at home, I encourage you to stand. If any of this has hit home, if you feel like you're in that riptide, I encourage you right now to stop fighting, trying to get back to what is normal, and simply move out of the way so you can get a clear idea of what's going on. It's very possible what was normal might have to change so we can do more of what God wants us to do. So Father God, I stand with those that are standing, and we say yes, Lord. It is hard to go into the unknown. And much of the Bible is written by stories of people that had to go into the unknown. But Father God, we want to go where you call us to go. And Lord, we want to be built up in this hour. We don't want to try to fight against the storm that you're trying to use to build something in us, Father God. Lord, we want to let the Holy Spirit begin to rest on us in a total new way and let Holy Spirit fill us and empower us. Father God, we want to get to disciple making. Lord, we want to begin to reach out to those that need to be reached out to. And I thank you, Lord, that we have been doing that. And please hear me. I know that many of you have. But Father God, you want to take us to another level and you want to see more people come into the kingdom. And Father God, you want to manifest yourself in us and through us so a hurting, scarred, and broken world can begin to go, I need that. Because much of the world has looked at the church in the last, I would say 12 months, and they said, I don't want that. But Lord, I thank you that it's going to turn again and people are going to begin to say, I need and want that. I need what you have. I need that peace. I need that hope. I need that passion. I need something again. And so, Lord, help us to be lifeguards and help us to be life trainers. In Jesus' name. I mentioned Rick Warren. You want to hear something amazing? This is what we were talking about the other day. I looked it up. Rick Warren hasn't had his church open since March. He felt to close it down. He's in California. They have so many cases there. You know how many new converts they've had in the last 9 months? 16,000 people have come to the Lord. And the church doors haven't even been open. 16,000 people have come to know Jesus in the last 9 months. I don't know about you, church, but I'd like that to be our story. How about 160? Now, let's dream big. 16,000 is great. But what if in 2021, we could see 160 people accept the Lord Jesus and get their life completely turned around, healed, set free, scars and wounds healed up? Wouldn't that be amazing? What would we choose, right? Would we choose to go, hey, we were able to worship for 52 times in a year? And of course we want that. Please do not, I want everybody back in the house. But if I had to choose one or the other, I would choose 16,000 converts. Wouldn't you? I would. To be able to say, you know what? It got weird in 2020 and 2021, but we saw 16,000 come to the Lord. Or 160, maybe just 1,600. 1,600 people in Essex County came to the Lord. Wouldn't that be a miracle? Wouldn't that be something we talk about for the next 5 to 10 years? 16,000 people without ever entering a building in 2020 since March. Because the people understood that they were equipped to make a difference. And they went and they made a difference. Even if they couldn't be in the building, they reached out to people. Amen? May that be our legacy. And Pastor Rod's slowly making his way up here. So he has something as we close.
I just felt like that this was a moment. It's kind of like the moment when Elijah says to his servant, go and see if there's any rain. Come on. See a cloud? And for his first time, he says to him, "Is no, there's nothing there." That is the moment of faith. Because he turns around and he sends him back again. And he sends him back again and he sends him back again. And the seventh time he comes back, and I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. And in those moments, this is where we are right now. And this is the sermon and the sense of where we will see that moving forward. But I felt like when I was standing there, if you would just pray for us as we end here, that because there are those that are naturally in the sense that they're just like, oh, evangelism. Wow, get out there. Let's do this. Let's invite somebody. And then there's those that want to see this, but maybe their heart skipped a beat a little bit, right? But we need to pray for faith in this moment. This is the moment we all have right now, whether we look out and see, I love your word, whether we see that this pandemic is done in 3 weeks or whether whatever it would be, but I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. Something is beginning to happen.
Amen.
And I hear the sound of a mighty, 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 mighty torrent of rain.
You know, we even sang about it today, graves into gardens. You know, we sang about bones into armies. And so if you there, like Pastor Rod said, and you know, that scares the living daylights out of you to go and to share the gospel, we all need an upgrade in evangelism. But here's what I want you to know, that God will use you as you are designed. Whatever way he built you, he will use you in that way. Some of you are incredible at gifts, acts of kindness and doing things for people. And that's how you get into their life. And other of you are bold. You have the ability to go and walk right up to a stranger and talk to them. However you're designed, God will lead you. Stephen, actually, when he did one of his videos, if you didn't have a chance to see it, and those are great videos to go back and watch, but he shared a story about a man who had to get rid of rejection. And so every day he decided to do something where he'd be rejected. I thought, that's interesting. I think he had he walked into stadiums to ask if he can sing the national anthem. They're like, who are you and why would you? He would get rejected, but he wanted to overcome the fear of rejection. It was interesting, though, as he got towards the end, people started to say yes to him instead, because I think he got such confidence. Well, the Lord wants to do that with us. So why don't you just receive? Father God, right now, for all of us, Lord, we ask for a Holy Spirit upgrade. Lord, we can honestly say to talk with people, sometimes that could be a scary thing. But Father God, we ask that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, with courage and power. We ask that you would give us courage and power to begin to speak the gospel. And Lord, we ask that you would design a message within us that we could share to others that would be tailor-made for them. It would be tailor-made by us through the Holy Spirit for them. That we wouldn't have to be Dorman, and we wouldn't have to be Stephen, and we wouldn't have to be Rod, and we wouldn't have to be a Jill. We wouldn't have to be somebody that we're not. We would simply be us, allowing you to write a story to speak to them that will change their life. And so, Holy Spirit, we ask you right now in 2021 to upgrade our ability to speak, to preach the gospel to people that need to hear it, and to take them in and disciple them. Lord, I pray by the end of 2021, our homes will be a place where we can say, truly, I discipled people in this house. Man, what a testimony that would be. I had coffee with people and I shared the gospel with them and I told them about Holy Spirit and I told them about healing and I prayed with them and they got set free. Lord, I pray that you would make us the walking, talking church in Jesus' name. Amen. I bless you.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Antioch, you can visit us online at antiochcanada.ca.